Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, neighbors, 2021 is here, and Superior Video Livestock Auction is pleased to present their 34th annual Bell Ringer Sale coming up the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January in Oklahoma City. Since 1987, the Bell Ringer Sale has been a part of the Denver landscape and the National Western Stock Show, but this year, no National Western Stock Show. Instead, all the major beef breeds coming to the Cattlemen's Congress in Oklahoma City, and so is the Bellringer Sale at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian. Over 142,000 head of cattle have been consigned. You can go to SuperiorLivestock.com for more information, and of course, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 for any other questions you might have, and to register for your buyer number today. Again, Bellringer 34, the 12th, 13th, and 14th of January at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. American Farm Bureau holding their virtual national convention at a uniquely difficult time in our country, given the tension between the democratically controlled Congress and outgoing President Donald Trump. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval offering some of the first public comments since January 6th happened up in Washington, D.C. He did look backward during his address, touting some of the victories that farmers and ranchers have won working with the administration and Congress.
Perhaps the greatest win came in the regulatory arena. We succeeded in replacing the Waters of the U.S. rule with a new clean water rule that complies with the law. We've achieved new policy for our farmers to access crop protection tools that they needed. We've achieved updates in endangered species policy and management of our western lands. Tax reform enacted in 2017 have helped farmers keep more of what they worked hard for and earned so that they could reinvest it in our farms and ranches.
And Zippy Duval did not mention the president by name as he talked about interactions with the White House.
We even had one call where the president of the United States joined our state presidents and invited all our county presidents to join us. 1,500 county presidents across the nation had the opportunity to listen to the president of the United States speak to them personally. And then we had Secretary Perdue, and we had Administrator Wheeler at EPA, and a lot of people in between that could speak to the issues that you were facing.
Duval did indicate that Farm Bureau are already interacting with the new administration and President-elect Joe Biden.
In a few days, we'll have a new president and a new Congress that will be sworn in. Folks, let me assure you, it's still our time. Farm Bureau has built strong, productive relationships with every administration, every Congress, and we're already building those relationships again to continue to be the strong national voice of agriculture.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval, American Farm Bureau's virtual convention continues today. Cattlemen's Congress moving right along at OKC Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City. A huge, huge show this year. And something unique to this show is the Supreme Open Bull and Heifer Drive and Supreme Junior Breeding Heifer also to be selected. That'll happen tomorrow afternoon, 5 o'clock in the Jim Nork Arena. That'll be the best of each breed coming together to compete for supreme honors for this first ever inaugural Cattlemen's Congress. You've got farm news on Ron.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.